This is Unleashing Leadership, and I'm your host, Travis Moss, and welcome to Quote Day. And today we are going to stop judging our enemies. And our quote for the day is, if you have an enemy, then learn and know your enemy. Don't just be mad at him or her. And that's by Denzel Washington. I don't think he needs an introduction. But in case you didn't know, there's a lot of YouTube videos out there of him speaking, and he is a very well-articulated and grounded speaker. He's a very, very good speaker, very well thought out, speaks a lot about not being a victim. If you want your life to go in a direction, you need to make it happen. And there's a lot of really good material from Denzel out there worth going and checking out. So his quote again, if you have an enemy, then learn and know your enemy. Don't just be mad at him or her. And this got me thinking, what do we really mean by the word enemy? Because I think we use it quite broadly and maybe a little bit too liberally. And when we don't use it, sometimes we also think it or imply it. And I know this because enemy is, when we think of enemy, enemy is really who you go to war with, who you have to risk it all to defeat, who if you don't defeat, they're going to destroy you. Not just necessarily if we think about business, because you're not evolving, but they're actually targeting you. They're coming after you. And so it's a pretty extreme word. It's a pretty powerful word. It evokes fear, actually, if you say my enemy is coming, our enemy is coming. They are an enemy to us. It doesn't leave open a lot of room for curiosity. And so I thought, well, maybe we're using enemy too broadly, and maybe we need to look at where the word even comes from. And so the definition of the word enemy is a person who is actively opposed or hostile to something or someone. And I thought, okay, well, that actively opposed or hostile, I mean, that's pretty broad. And I'm not 100% sure what it actually means to be hostile. Like, if I look at you wrong, am I being hostile? And so I looked at what hostile means. That means unfriendly or antagonistic. Then I thought, okay, well, what does antagonistic actually mean? And that means showing or feeling active opposition towards someone or something. So the definition of the word enemy is actually a person who is actively opposed or showing active opposition towards someone or something. And that seems pretty damn broad. Seems like an awful lot of people and an awful lot of other businesses and all, you know, groups of people and everything. Seems like there's a lot that's going to fall within that definition of enemy. So maybe enemy, maybe we need to heighten the level of hostility or antagonism, right? And it needs to be something that is actually directed at us and specifically threatening us, or something that we're actively going out and directing at somebody else and threatening somebody else. Maybe we need to amplify some of these terms a little bit, because otherwise everybody's an enemy. If you go and you play pickleball on the weekend, everybody's your enemy. And I don't think that anybody would say that that's the case. I think people say, well, that's my competition, but it's not necessarily the enemy, or it's just other people playing the game. So that gets me thinking, how many enemies do we actually really have? Like we just said, are they enemies, or are they actually just competition, or other people just happen to be there? Just because I don't like somebody, or they really bother me, or they do something that contradicts the way that I would do it, the way I think it should be done, does that really make them my enemies? Do I really have to hate them? Do I really have to fear them? Are they really the cause of an unfriendly or antagonistic situation? Or am I? Are they just there? They don't even know that I'm here. They're just doing their thing. And here I am, so threatened by them, looking at them going, I can't even, you know what? They don't even acknowledge me. They don't even know I'm here. Those evil whatever. They don't know you're there because you're not worth knowing that you're there. You need to give them a reason to know that you're there. Maybe they're not looking for you because they don't care. Because they're just doing something else. They're just doing what they want to do. yet you're taking it personal and turning them into an enemy because you could consider that antagonistic. They're so arrogant, they're ignoring me. No, they're just doing what they're doing. That's all. Their path, they were on a path, you're on a path, and somehow the paths crisscross, and you both ended up at the intersection at the same time. The only difference is one was staring into the horizon and one was looking down at the road. That's what happened. And I'm sure that that's not always the case, but that's the case a lot of times. What is my role in this situation? Do I look at my so-called enemy because they threaten me? They make me feel small. They make me feel insignificant. They make me feel unnoticed because in the back of my mind, I'm afraid of their success. If they win, I lose. They're going to take something I feel like I'm entitled to. I've worked for it. I should get it. Is that why we're threatened? Is that why we're afraid? But what if instead of looking at these so-called enemies as enemies, what if you looked at them as a test subject? Something on the table in front of you. What if instead of getting frustrated, we start to observe them better? We curiously kind of probe at them. Figuratively or literally, take them apart. Understand how the parts work. What's driving them? What was allowing them to be in the status that they were in? After all, here you are thinking that you're working really hard, you're finding success, you're climbing the ladder, and then all of a sudden they show up right next to you. What is it that made them as special as you? Or even more special? What is it? Learn what it is. Find out what it is. Take advantage of whatever it is. When we take the time to understand who we are competing with, we don't need to be emotional anymore. And emotion is where fear lives. When we're not emotional, when we put fear in a little box, we can be patient now. We can be open to ideas. If we understand what makes our so-called enemies work, we can take their best ideas and we can form them up into ways that can help our business grow exponentially faster. Why are we in such a hurry to cut our free R&D? Take advantage of it. Let's learn to set down the judgment. Let's take the worst things and understand how they come to be. So whatever it is that you don't like, whatever it is that makes you think that they're being antagonistic, take whatever you think is hostile about the situation and understand how it comes to be. And make plans to make sure that you prevent that in your situation, that you don't turn into that thing that you're loathing. Take the best things from your so-called enemies. Let them inspire you. Take the worst things from your so-called enemies. Let that inspire you. Let your enemies, these people and businesses that you currently consider your enemies, let them inspire you.